Blog Talk Radio.
There was a man from Gotham in the Batmobile he rode, defending the defenseless. It's to him I sing this ode. With his hammers of justice, he struck down every foe. Safety for our families, it's this to him we owe. Gray and blue, gray and blue. The man from Gotham wore the gray and blue. He fought the violent villains, numerous to list, rendering his verdict with batwing covered fist. Descending from
God,
those who broke the law deserve the punches he would throw. Gray and blue, gray and blue. The man from Gotham wore the gray and blue. But beneath the mask was just a man, Satan's enemy. His true face he could never share, a secret identity. But why endure this lone crusade? Fight a fight you just can't win. If asked, the bat would tell you, someone's gotta stand up to all this sin. Gray and
welcome to one of Clobber Time's very few, not the first, but one of the first or very few disposable shows. Well, some would argue that all 598 of them are disposable. Very difficult to argue with that, isn't it? But this one is officially disposable because I'm just going to screw around with it for a half hour and see if it goes through and stuff. And I wonder if BTR will claim the responsibility. Not that they would. I don't know. Look, for those who do not know, if you do actually hear this before we torch it, I'll just tell. I think I basically told Tex. I think I told you. You can hear me? Good. Good, bro. The show starts. Michael and I are waiting to get started. We can't hear the music. So I tried to let's log back out and try to log back in. Then maybe that'll help. Then it couldn't log back in. And the nice English lady's voice was telling me, we cannot hear the numbers you're hitting for your. Blah, blah, whatever. Couldn't hear me putting my PIN number to realign back up. Anyway. Let's fuck the deface, so. Let's see if it, what's up, bro?
There you are. Okay. Well, let me see real quick. Due to the delay here, if I'm on. Hang on. Let's see. 5 second or so
that's
delay.
Cool.
Okay, yep, all I had to do was hear a few seconds of my voice before I have to shut it off because I can't stand it. So yeah, apparently BTR stopped sucking wet farts from dead pigeons for the moment.
Yeah,
we'll get
Matt on here. Matt's going to test the Skype in for us.
Okay, I guess that's the guest that's on there, guest 2379.
I don't know.
We got a guest. I'll be nice and not destroy them for once, so...
Yes, I mean, it's a disposable show anyway. So let's see if this will, it doesn't matter. Again, we certainly concede that they all could be disposable. But it's taking
like
a second to ring that up.
I like the available time count there at the bottom. Infinity. Nan. So apparently we could just have this show go on and on forever. So
I guess.
That's what it says at the bottom of the screen. So, hey.
Couldn't reach the match screen.
Off BTR.
I was talking to Matt on Skype, but he couldn't get through to him.
Huh.
I didn't know. Oh, there you go. Matthew.
Oh.
What's up, Lady 7?
What happened? What's up?
Don't know what hung up there.
Okay, let me check
so
now
Matt,
and see if we're hearing Matt on the air. Hang on here.
Okay, you're going to go ahead and check? Okay, I'm turning the mic off. I'm going to turn your mic off while you're doing that real quick.
Yep. Okay, yep. He's
good.
You
are good.
We're good.
I don't have to turn it off then. Okay.
We're all good across
all
the
right.
board, so everyone can hear us and we can hear everyone. So, fucking BTR.
But of course, they won't even act like they had anything to do with it. The girl I talked to there is nice and everything. But what happened, Matt, is Michael and I were doing our Rogue One review tonight because last week we had it planned, and of course that very night we were going to do it. The sad, tragic passing of Carrie Fisher, and then no one really felt like doing. They wanted to film a tribute video and such. So we scheduled it for tonight, and Michael and I were about to get started. We come on, and I can't hear the music. Even though we're starting, I'm saying, that's weird. So, and we have a few people in the chat room, but I said, let me hang the thing up, and we'll start over again. So I try to call back in, and the lady's saying, we cannot hear your PIN number. I said, what do you mean you can't hear my PIN number? I cannot hear 4 digits of your PIN number. It's done that before. It's weird. So I said, I finally ditched the whole thing. I said, Michael, let me try one thing. I tried it, and finally I was able, after 4 or 5 tries, to log back in, and I'm in there, right? And so I still can't hear the music, though. I'm like, I can't hear the fucking music. Dan and a couple of other people in the chat room said, we can hear the music, but we can't hear you. So I turned the thing off, but they couldn't hear me. Although, about 10 minutes in or so, we finally just said, this is ruined now. I said, we'll do a test show later, and we're going to try this. We're going to do it tomorrow night. Michael and I hopefully going to be doing this tomorrow night. But point being is that I went back and listened. It only recorded 6 minutes and 30 seconds of the 9-10 minutes we were on, and it had nothing but music. It played the music. I couldn't hear the music, but the people in the chat room could, and when you play it back, you can hear it. But there's one spot where you can hear me talking for 4 seconds, and then that's it. So you're going to tell me that's our fault? It ain't Skype and it ain't us. Who's that? Whose fault does that sound like? Anybody?
Sounds pretty cut and dry to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I don't know. I can hear Michael fine when we're on, just like I'm hearing you fine. I can hear Tex fine on the phone there. What's Flash up to?
Yeah.
He's out of town.
Out of town? Oh, no. Not him.
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah.
Who kidnapped him?
He, for work.
Oh,
ooh.
No choice.
Yeah,
well,
no.
It happens to the best of us, I suppose.
He was dragged kicking and screaming out of town.
Oh, now we can laugh at his ass then. Ah, poor baby.
Not far, only Virginia.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha. That's far to me.
Yeah.
But, this girl, nice as she can be and everything, was having me check my internet connection.
British accent, like the BTR girl.
But that is just a chat window. You don't get to hear her.
Okay.
She looked cute by her picture, but,
Musician Hauser.
It's been that picture for like 2-3 years. Anyway, fine girl, if she's listening, which she probably isn't. But she told me to check all this kind of stuff. I'm saying, I don't know, after all the stuff I've told you, I don't think it's on our end of it. A bit times when Skype has been shitty, but Skype could be really fucked up. But this wasn't Skypey, and it was not even my shitty headset. So fuck them in the face. Sorry, BTR, I didn't mean that necessarily, even though I did.
I do.
If
fuck
I really
BTR
cared,
in the face.
If I really cared about this this show, I would change the venue. Jonathan's on my ass to change to YouTube.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea?
Absolutely.
Really? Like the Google Hangouts? Yeah, but I don't want to be on camera.
Well, I don't think you have to be on camera for Google.
You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Look at the stuff that Shoe on Head does and all that, or all those others. There's their little their photograph down there or something. But, Sargon and all that. They do that. It's just a little their avatar there. It's not them, but you hear all the voices. Yeah. Everyone's sitting around talking.
Yeah,
they can open it up as a live chat, so you can basically live comment on it at the time. So
yeah,
I get notices about
that
all the time, barring a bunch of others. So
Well, just do that.
It's doable.
Yeah.
We don't have to show our ugly mugs on the channel, so this is a good thing.
Well, there you go. Well, how you been, Matter? Getting things done? Career going good?
Getting them done.
Yeah? Hell yeah. Tex, you had a flood, bro, or what?
Again? Oh, we had the usual clear-up rain, as in clear-up to your ass, a couple of times through here. It's like, okay, cool, great. I'll wait till it's dried up. I'll mop it up. I did yesterday. Mopped it up. And then it rained like hell again. Like, oh, fuck, shit, piss. So
we had some fucked-up rain this weekend. I've never had that for New Year's at all. Yeah,
happy fucking New Year's. Here's some water for you. So
I mean, it wasn't in the class with what happened in August, but
no. Hey, I'll just call it SJW tears. How's that?
There are plenty, aren't they?
So
there are plentiful, are they not?
I've done this before, it ain't no big deal. I got it cleared up. It's just the idea of the thing. It's like, shit, I just mopped this up and then I get it again.
There
no,
you go.
It's messy, but still. But anyhow, yeah. Nothing important was messed up. You know, it's just the tile, so.
Oh, all right. Good, man. Good. So does this tell me, because he was saying the woman, the girl was nice. She said she agreed with me that doing a test show was a good idea to find out. But does this test show tell me shit for tomorrow night? What if it happens again? You know, this tells me that it ain't us. So the test show does tell me that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything's working fine. I'm watching the I've got it muted, but I'm watching the sound levels here. And yeah, we're broadcasting. I'm seeing the thing bounce up and down. We're here. So
thanks,
we're
man.
Hearable. Mm-hmm. We are being recorded. We're always recorded. The NSA takes care of that. But still, you know, the show's
we're
live.
Here.
The sound's out there, music and voice. So yeah, BTR fucked up this time, as usual. So
we're here. We're queer. We're not going shopping. Well, there you go, then.
I'm not queer. I'm gay. I'm only gay for Milo. So, just saying.
Yeah. It's safe to be gay for Milo.
Yes, because he's fabulous. Because,
you know, we're not his type, so we're
no,
we're
fine.
Safe. Although Milo could
get
be
a really
messed
good
up individual.
For that.
That's right. Whoa. I'm glad that this is a disposable show that we're going to be, chopping. You don't want to get too out there. Oh, he would, yeah. Well, you don't want to be too on PC there, boy. So,
idiot at college accusing him of being racist and homophobic. What was his reply? I think the gentleman who shared my bed last night would disagree with you.
Yep, he's something. I love the Milo. So Matt, how's it going, though, man? I mean, see anything good or watch anything good or read anything good lately? Any geekness stuff?
No.
Nothing, huh? Wow. But I expected out of text, he never goes to watch anything or see anything.
I mean, I have seen things, but none of them good.
No, well,
I was given a burned copy of The Force Awakens, so I can at least eventually see that without giving Disney any money. So,
yeah.
Hey, it was free.
Wow.
So,
you're still going to spend two hours of your life on a terrible movie. But maybe not. Maybe not. You might like it. Matt likes it. So, you and him see eye to eye on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now that we got you here, Tex, though, what is it with you and Stoney Burke? Are you a fan?
I had to be reminded what the hell a Stoney Burke was.
Are you a fan? I remember us talking about that.
Yeah, somebody is because it got put on DVD. And now, wait a minute, is it DVD or is it,
DVD.
Studio bootlegs? DVD-Rs?
No, it's DVD. It's Walmart.
So it's straight DVDs.
Yeah.
Well, there's money in there somewhere, or they wouldn't have done it. If they were afraid they weren't going to make any money, they'd have done it like Warner Brothers does when they get cheap off on all that stuff, and they do DVDRs. Maverick. Like they screwed over everyone with Maverick seasons 3 on up. The Silverbacks it's all burned by the studio.
Apparently there's a market for it.
So.
Well, I was just wondering because you could tell from the chat room, I thought you were like mad at me for making fun of Stoney Burke or something.
Hey, it's, look at the names that are in there. Jack Lord, Warren Oates. Come on.
Warren
Oates thing.
Good cast.
You've got that early Jack Lord thing, so you got that. It's what they call points. It's got multiple points for the potential audience. It's a marketing thing.
It doesn't mean. Yeah, what's wrong with making fun of it, though?
I don't see what the point of making fun of it is. That was one of those things back then. They were able to do a sort of a modern Western, so they were able to, get away without
rodeo?
Having to recreate a studio. I mean, sagebrush town in the studio. So, there were more rodeos back then, so it was a great gimmick. And apparently it worked enough so they could go do how many episodes?
Only one season, though.
Yeah, but how long was the season?
It was 30-something episodes. It was still one season.
Yeah, like
remember,
a season
I did
and a half nowadays. So
I did concede the point that there were more rodeos back then. You know, and it had a lot of fine actors. And Matt even conceded the point via research that they tried to launch 3 other shows, which is weird for a first-season show, by the way. Right? One would think.
They had
right?
all those people there. I guess they figured, why not?
Yeah.
So.
But still not sacrosanct from ridicule, especially when we're making fun of Scott Young, and he thought it was hilarious.
I never heard the damn show
going,
at all.
Right. But you were defending it.
Stuff.
Like, what
the
hell's wrong?
How the fuck did he find out about it? He found it at Walmart. So that's how he found out about it.
No, we found out because he's Scott Young. That should be the answer. Only
answer
you
true.
Need, really.
He just knows this stuff. I guess he does was the TV on DVD.com. He just prowls that every day. For
that's true.
Stuff.
That's his favorite site. So. That's his site, all right. But what we don't know is when Matthew's going to go buy the series and start watching it, give us a review of it.
That will happen never.
What if I send you a copy for
free? Have you seen Walmart lately? They've been shrinking their media section down hellishly. Good luck.
I was
got even a couple of rows of DVDs there. Target's doing the same.
Yeah, you should look for it. Yeah, you should look for it. What if I send you a free set?
It will be sent right back to you.
No. If we send you a set, you have to watch them and review each episode in detail.
Okay. Week to week.
Which will be comedy
every week.
Gold.
One episode of Stoney Burke reviewed.
Almost a whole 30 weeks. That's, there you go.
All right.
So here we have Matt calling in for our weekly checkup on Stoney Burke. Matt, how was the latest episode of Stoney Burke? What?
It sucked. See you next week.
No.
What was your favorite thing about the episode?
Pay for this.
That it ended.
We're gonna make him pay. We're gonna make him write up his reviews and do it on the Baxter Building site.
Perfect.
We're gonna have
Matt,
so it'll
Matt,
be
what,
archived
what
for the ages.
Matt, what was your overall opinion of the performance of Jack Lord in this episode?
Terrible.
What about his hat? Was it okay?
It was fine.
The hat was all right.
The hat was fine. It could have been a little bigger, but what can you do about that?
You know, we were in a big Star Trek mode the other night, so we didn't watch it, but he brought Stoney Burke, and because we made fun of it, I went back and listened to the show where we dogged on the goddamn thing for like an hour and a half.
But then at some point it occurred to me when you had Charlie on for the Walking Dead show, and I'm like, I don't know if you realize that how many man hours of this show you've devoted to the merits of Stoney Burke.
True.
Yeah.
A lot because we talked about it again that night.
Yeah.
But the week before when we did it the first time, if you go back and listen to that, it's comedy gold. We were on a roll with that sucker.
We got a new guest.
What's that?
We got a new guest.
Yeah?
Hello
there.
Guest
hello there, guest.
2439 just showed up.
It's BTR.
Well, BTR guest, it's lovely to see you. Thank you. We're just doing a little testing show here because we're having some technical issues earlier. But, all right. So Stony Brook. So
yeah.
I was tempted to watch another one, though, because Scott Young was telling me. When I told him about how much fun we were having, goofing on it and shit, he thought it was funny. He said he wants to listen to it. I said, well, okay, but don't get mad at me because I'm pretty brutal to you. But it's Scott Young. Who cares? So he said, well, you got to watch the last episode of the series. Says, why do I have to watch?
Spoiler alert here. Don't tell me what happens.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because what he told me, Matt, I'm not kidding now. He actually does make me want to watch it. The last episode. I'm not kidding you.
Whoa.
I do, just for the fuck of it, what he told me about that last episode makes me want to watch it. Don't tell you, though, right?
Okay.
You don't want me to spoil it, you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's... Now go for it. My damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Remember, as established.
Yes.
Old Stoney, the Golden Buckle Award winner.
Yeah.
It works for the rodeo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the very last episode, we find out that the devil is running the rodeo. The devil himself runs the rodeo.
No.
But, wow, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Cool.
I might watch that one.
That does sound cool.
I am going to watch that one. Next time he comes over, we're watching that episode of Stony Brook.
And then you're going to review it.
Yes, as Flash calls it, Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
He was calling it Stony Brook for an hour. Oh, that was fun. I mean, truly, I went back and listened to that. That was, we were actually, I thought, if I do say so myself, I think we were all pretty funny that night. Anyway. It was good. Oh, so. But we were more in a Trek mood the other night. Any of you familiar with the Roddenberry Vault?
No.
Is this the one with the deleted scenes?
You could say that. What it is they found, you know, Matt, back in the 70s and 80s, Gene Roddenberry ran a mail order Trek service called Lincoln Enterprises, he and Major Barrett. And they found behind there, they found a gigantic, big old storing warehouse or whatever, of film, tons and tons and tons of film cans. And it was Trek film, all of it off the cutting floor from the original series. He just collected all that stuff and kept it. Fucking amazing stuff. And so they've got, dude, they have some deleted scenes and some all kind of just crazy footage. It's just so amazing. So what they did, now again, I wish they'd have just put it on one disc with all these six documentaries. Instead, they made three disc set called The Roddenberry Vault. They put 12 episodes. They get with commentaries, and they added some additional audio tracks, like you could just listen to the music. They did some cool stuff with the audio and everything, so that's kind of cool. I think I'm gonna go get it. But each disc has two really good documentaries on it. The documentaries are about all the footage and all the, and it's, I mean, first of all, there needs to be about 400 more of those documentaries apparently. Cause looking at how much stuff that they found, holy shit! So it's really cool. But the documentaries are the thing. Like I say, you've already seen the episodes a million times. And you, yeah. I mean, if you have the Blu-rays, you pretty much have those episodes. Except that, like I said, they're in this special HD format that I've never been before. And like I said, they got some stuff going on with the audio soundtrack, and they got some, you know, commentaries that I hear that are not that good. But so again, it's a pretty cool set. And it's gone down at least to $40.
Pat?
It was way up there.
One of ours. We got Philly Pat in the chat room now. Philly Pat.
I don't know. I don't know, but welcome, Philly Pat. It's good to see you there.
Yeah, whoever you are, howdy.
I imagine he's just passing.
I think I've seen him in here before.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think so.
May just be passing through, but you never know. Good to see you there. People pass through on BTR sometimes.
That's a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like that people are like cruising BTR, and they just happen upon a show and like, oh, test show.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I think I've done it a time or two every now and then, just like see something that was mildly interesting. And
yeah,
he's one of us.
Oh,
Lord, meeting tonight.
That's the least. Shit lord. Hey, you shit lord. All right. All right. Oh, man, it's good to see you. I like that name.
Yeah,
there you go.
Don't assume his gender.
Yeah, I should have put that together. Philly Pat. He changed his name.
He changed his name?
There we go.
Yeah, he used to be on there as just Patrick DeLeese, right?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's DeLeese?
Our shitlord buddy. Yeah,
well,
all right,
let
bro.
Let us know, because he can hear us, so.
Can you, you're hearing us, bud? I don't know what the delay is like. What is the delay like tonight, Texas?
It's like 5 or so seconds. It's not that long, fortunately. So, unless, of course, they've stretched in on us, because it's us. Yep, that's in. Artist formerly known as Patrick DeLeese.
All right, bro. Good to see you there, man.
He's going to change his name to a funny symbol next.
Sure shit hope this holds up tomorrow night, because that was really fucking annoying tonight. We've been waiting to review the movie. What, it's been out 3 weeks, right?
Something like that.
Sam?
Yeah.
We had it set up. You know, the first week he couldn't, the week after he couldn't do it, I said, all right, give everybody time to watch it. And then last week, like I was telling you, Matt, the sad, tragic passing of our beloved Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
That, they, you know, just, they didn't feel like doing it, then I blame them. And so, tomorrow it is, and you know, what can you do? We seem to pass with flying colors here. I guess we just have to trust it. Trust in the Lord, son. Trust in the Lord. Oh, trust in the Lord, old man. Oh, I got that. I guess nobody gets that line. That's pretty obscure, isn't it?
No.
Trust in the Lord, old man.
Sounds familiar.
Kurt Russell and John Carpenter's The Thing. A buddy of mine. I got the Blu-ray this past weekend. A friend sent it to me for Christmas.
Awesome.
Yeah. Coolness. Oh, man. Well, Matt, what do you got coming out? That are you at least looking forward to anything anymore? Or have you just decided you don't like anything ever again?
I'm sure I am. I just can't think of what it is.
Not genre or superhero stuff anymore, that's for sure.
I'm into genre stuff, just not the...
Not superheroes, though.
Yeah.
You're done with them.
Yeah, I'm not into any genre stuff.
You've had it with superheroes.
Had it!
Had it with them!
Had enough of you.
You're not even going to Justice League.
Ah.
What's that?
This gives me something I needed to ask you guys. Speaking of superheroes, the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Yeah.
Anybody watch
it? What was it?
I did.
No.
Yeah, did you?
Okay, that's two of
us.
He didn't watch it.
Okay, well, Matt doesn't care about spoilers, so what do you have to say for it?
What happened?
If you like superheroes, you'll be having fun ticking off all the various things they mention in there.
Mm-hmm.
For those who read funny books.
I didn't hate it as much as Claude did, but it had a lot of Moffat-y stuff in it that really kind of...
Yep.
Now we've got this sort of thing where the Doctor can turn somebody into a fucking Superman. I mean, literally, not... I don't mean hyperbole Superman.
Well, technically, the kid did it to himself, accidentally, so...
But it was because of the Doctor. The Doctor caught. We had that little thingy that he swallowed.
Yeah, they're always giving him medicine.
He
gave him a glass of water. He thought it was medicine. So,
yeah, so that means the Doctor has the piece, a weird piece of what was it, like a crystal thingy that can turn give you Superman like powers.
Oh my
gosh. Something like a red dwarf or a red hole or something like that.
Damn it.
Right. Right. That's worse than that thing, that machine that he turned that girl immortal with last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was bad. But, you know, it was, I don't know. I love Capaldi. Now, again, Capaldi's a lot of fun in this one.
Yeah.
He is he's allowed to play the Doctor, you know, broadly and stuff. I hated the way he played him in those other seasons. Not his fault. But I like last year's Christmas special. Just kind of fun. So, 10 seconds. Hey, Patrick DeLeese, thanks for being here, bro. Appreciate it on this superfluous, disposable test show. Thank you. So you liked the text, you know, it was all right?
Yeah, I'm sitting there ticking off stuff variously from it. It's like, oh, okay, so the Doctor's also Doctor Strange because he has his, There's a little Mandarin assistant there. I guess that was someone from the previous season I still have on a thumb drive that I've never looked at yet.
That was the guy from the last Christmas special. He was from the last Christmas special.
Which I haven't
seen.
So, okay.
Oh, well, that was a good one. And apparently, the doctor has spent
And we are off the air, so we're still being recorded, so...
Yeah.
There's no sound now, so...
Well,
nope, we got zero sound. So, yeah, it's just us.
Testing, yeah. I appreciate it, man. And then, of course, your favorite came back last night, Matt.
Who's that?
Sherlock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've read one
like
review
he's
in favor
a
of it from I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere. I've got a more critical review sitting on deck to read about it. So.
You watch it flat?
I've got a burned copy of the Christmas special where they go back to Victorian times, but I don't own any of it yet. So.
Okay. Don't say anything,
I've seen bits and pieces. The review I read spoiled the story anyway, so I know what's going on.
Last night's story?
Yeah.
Instead of the six Napoleons, of course, they call
it. In this case,
the
six Thatchers. Yeah. I've read all about the story on I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere, so.
Right. It was a really entertaining episode for the most part, then it kind of falls apart. And I don't know. We'll see what happens next, but I don't know. He really does fucking love Tumblr girls, that fucking asshole. He really does, man. Fucking Moffat. I'm just surprised if he has, like, Tumblr bitches that he has sex with. He likes fat Tumblr girls that he has fucking affairs with and shit.
Affairs.
Yeah. That's his thing, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff in it. He's good. But. Well, fuck everything, man. It's actually worked. We're still. Why? BTR, how about. We're having issues. We'll fix it later. No, you
have to. How does it feel to have a show work that you're deleting?
Feels pretty damn good.
Feels good. Yeah.
No. I don't know about all that. It feels pretty horrible.
That's pretty
bad. When's the Flasher coming back?
The 11th?
Wow.
Something like that. 12th.
They got him
locked up over there.
Oh, okay. Wow. Is he able to watch the pins at least?
He got lucky, and then he was called in during a bye week. So he's... He lucked out. He'll miss, like, one or two games, I think.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, he'll be back eventually.
He'll be back.
All right, so... After I do the Rogue One with everybody, what do you think for 600?
What do I think for 600?
Yep. Either
reboot.
One of you. Or both.
Reboot the universe.
The show. Yeah, reboot it.
What?
Reboot the universe. That? Everything resets to zero. Everything is new. I'll be played by Phil Lamar. Oh, wait. I was already played by Phil Lamar in...
you were.
Pre-Enterprise. So,
Pre-Enterprise.
Yeah. I see. So... So, yeah, so much for that idea. I got nothing.
Well.
Another episode.
I guess I'll just do a big old.
No, I've got it. For 600, another episode of the same old crap.
Same old crap.
Thank you, Jose Chung.
I like it. Same Jose Chung. I guess what I will do then, since last year was the 50th anniversary of both Batman and Star Trek, and I didn't do near as much all the shit I wanted to do about it.
Yep.
Maybe we'll just do a little. We'll do that. But we'll wait till Flash gets back for 600. It'll be still in one piece. I guess we'll do like a final Trek thing.
Yeah.
I'll think of something. By the way, get ready to. Let's see. On the one hand, Matt, Matt, laugh at me for getting trashed by Tex.
Okay, I'm into it.
Ready?
Yep.
Tex?
What?
Guess what I've been watching.
Uh-oh.
What?
Did I say that? I better not tell you. No.
Look, we know you've been watching Stony Burke, man. It's not...
No, that wouldn't bother me.
You've been watching Voyager.
How did you know?
Oh.
I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Whoa, nailed it.
What are you talking about, Willis? I actually have been watching it. Here's the funny thing about that. Tex, no matter what, I stand my ground on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. When I binged that, I never got tired of it. I had a lot of fun, and I zipped through those suckers. And I don't like it, but I really loved it. Sorry. But... about half a year ago, I decided, all right, it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. I've seen all the other ones, some of them zillions of times. You know what? I've watched maybe two or three episodes, a handful of Voyager, so I don't like it that much. But let me see if I can go ahead and just watch them all, so I'll have seen them all. I'm fat and old. I got nothing else going on in my life. Let me just watch it. Let's see if I can get into it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've seen about two luau so far.
Yeah.
Luau.
Yeah.
So every time I would get started, I'd hit a handful of episodes, and I'd be like, I mean, it has Trek ideas here and there. I wrote Voyager really in the chat room. My thing about any show that you know, like Babylon 5 or whatever, if you make me like the people, then I will take lesser stories if I'm into the people. And that Deep Space Nine didn't take me that long to get into them, or all of them, though. It took me a little while. But Voyager, I've had a tougher time with it. And so this has been since like May or so. Here we are into January, and I'm only finally just into like the middle of the fourth season because I keep stopping because I don't care that much. And I'll go, I got nothing else to watch, and I'll watch a few episodes. Sometimes I'll see an episode and go, you know, that was a pretty good one. Well, that was an okay one. But nothing, I'm still not, like, thrilled. Well, except when I see 7 of 9.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
They just had her for an entire episode just looking out at the audience breathing.
Well, yeah. Exactly. So you have to forgive me, old boy, but I've always said I'll watch any old thing if I can. And now, look. Sometimes they do okay stuff on it, and other times, look, Next Generation is way better than that. Of course, you hate Next Gen, so that makes you appreciate Next Gen almost sometimes. But look, Janeway has a pair of balls on her, though. I got to give her that. She really actually has a pair. So much so that some people think she's like a war criminal. I'm talking about fans, like I've said. If you really think about it, she's a damn war criminal half the time. You know, So, Matt, did you ever watch it that much?
I've seen every episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you like it overall?
I do.
Now, Tex, be honest, have you ever watched it?
I watched the pilot when it first aired because Shoemaker was working at one of the casinos or something like that, and one of his coworkers wanted to watch it, but was working, so it's like he said he'd tape it, so we sat and watched it while it was being taped.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah. Then what I saw of Voyager is what I saw over there. At the
where?
Swamp.
Over where?
At the
swamp.
You
mean when... are you talking about when we lived in the apartment?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it much up there. I didn't watch it either. You know what?
I got to see all those luau's. Tune in, there's a fucking luau. It's like, okay, we got luau.
He did have they had a luau episode. What are the most I used to see it back then? See, Matt, I got a friend of mine a job at the comic shop around, and Wednesday nights was, new comic book night, like it still is or whatever. And I'd go pick him up. Right? I'd go to the comic shop that night, and Voyager was on. All these fuckers standing around watching Voyager. And, Tex and I used to make fun of Voyager and shit, obviously. So and I still do, by the way. And I started like, what are you guys watching this for? And they said, yeah, wait a second. Because this is right into the fourth season, right? 7 or 9. And, of course, there she pops up. I'm like, holy shit. He said, there. That's why we're watching it, asshole. Well, mission accomplished by the UPN network, right? I mean, they knew what they were doing, right?
Damn right. Who's their target audience? Guys.
Yeah.
Who's got the money? Us. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't argue with that.
So I'm going to stick it out. Who was your favorite character, Matt?
Easily the Doctor.
Me too.
Yeah.
The hologram is the best character.
No doubt about that.
Bob Picardo is a good actor. Surely, Tex, you won't begrudge that old Picardo is a pretty good
great.
Actor.
He's great. It's sad you've got the hologram as the most interesting person on the damn show.
Yeah. I like the Barkley episodes. They had a couple episodes with Bark. Remember Dwight Schultz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember, yeah. You knew he was on some of those, right, Tex?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Along with Deanna Troi, actually, and a couple of them. But, yeah, so, look, I'm going to get through it, but I'm telling you, it's kind of a slog, man. It ain't easy. Every now and then, they'll run across one, they'll go, man, that was pretty cool, good ideas. I hate fucking Neelix. I'm really having trouble with Neelix. And other times, I'll wake up and go, I just started an episode and it's over. Like, did I fall asleep? I mean, you'll be happy to know, Tex, that I have fallen asleep on many occasions on Voyager episodes.
Hey, it's like Didn't geek dodos, man. It's like geek.
Huh?
It's the equivalent of was it Night Owl or something like that? Geek Night Owl.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what happened the other day? Look, I went back to one, Blake, and I'm like, I start watching. I was like, wait a minute. I check back on the playlist. What's this episode here? And I read about it. So I don't remember this. And I go, wait a minute. I didn't skip one. I had watched it and forgot I watched it. It was so blah.
Yeah, they're that memorable.
Yeah, but then again, some of them are okay. See, I mean, at least it's legit Trek universe. I mean, unlike, what's its face?
Yeah, they keep making less money each time, but they're still going to keep doing that. Oh, speaking of Trek shit, has STD come out yet? I mean, Star Trek
no,
Discovery?
I was just about to address that. I have a prediction for you.
It's going to
suck. Heard it here first. No, you heard it here first. It's not gonna happen. I'm predicting that it will be shit canned. It will be shit canned. What's going on? What do you think, Matt? No, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Because it got pushed back to May, and then Brian Fuller left the show, and just he's going to do advisory capacity and write some episodes. He's going to write them instead of produce them. They cast some woman, but I'm sorry, this thing they're talking about May, and we don't have a cast yet. It's going to
It's not going to happen.
It'll be like Star Trek Phase 2.
Hell.
Yep. We heard it here first on a show that no one will ever hear.
Oh, leave it up enough so I can at least save it. Then delete it tomorrow.
Well, it's not numbered, so yeah, I'll leave it up. I did delete that other one I did earlier. So, Well, I mean, candy. Anything else, gentlemen?
Do a book about the Star Trek that never was, like the Star Trek that should have never even come up.
Yeah.
All I had to do was hear about the story and say, like, yeah, Star Trek Discovery, STD. That's appropriate. It's the venereal disease of the body, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which fortunately is penicillin, so it's never going to happen.
You got to get that Roddenberry vault though when you can. Text you. I don't know if you're gonna, the price is gonna go down anymore. It's been going down a little. It went down.
Yeah,
Best
Russell
Buy
of all people was Russell was lended by our friend Jeff, who's a big Star Trek fan, and Russell's been enjoying all the deleted scenes and stuff. He likes the episode of Metamorphosis, and that's one of them. So.
Yeah, they don't add any to the episodes, but they have all these documentaries where they talk about all kind of different stuff, and they show. There are a couple of added scenes that from Sitting on the Edge of Forever. And I'm like, they cut them just because they didn't have room for them.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of more character scenes for Edith Keeler. which are interesting.
Well, I'm sure someone out there will drop them in at the appropriate spot. So it's like, look, here's the complete episode.
Thing is, you can't copy a Blu-ray. Well, Claude could copy DVDs, but he can't copy a Blu-ray.
Oh, this isn't available on DVD.
No, only Blu-ray.
Well,
isn't
can't
that fucked
use it
up?
Then.
Yeah.
I've got Blu-rays, but only of The Essentials, The Prisoner, and Space 1999 Year One. Oh, and John Carter. So
you have a player, right? But you don't have a player yet?
I don't have a player.
You can get them fairly cheaply. But they're fairly cheap now.
Yeah, but
are
can I plug it into my regular old TV set to watch it? No, I can't.
Yeah? You got an old one?
Oh, I can't? Just plug it into the back of the TV?
I would think so, wouldn't you, Matt? Plug a Blu-ray into an old TV?
A picture
I wouldn't think you
TV.
Would be able to. Yeah.
A what TV?
He has an old picture tube
TV.
You can plug a
Maybe
DVD
not.
Player. Hmm. See, my Blu-ray player is my PlayStation 4, so I don't know. But
yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. You need to get a flat screen, damn it. I'll give you mine. No.
That TV has been sitting in the living room. It's been unplugged since 5 days after Christmas 2012. It's a flat surface. Margaret came over. I showed her Life on Mars, the first episode of that, and we watched Folks, the Roger Moore movie. And it's been off ever and unplugged ever since. That's it. Like I said, it's a flat surface. DVD stuff I watch on a laptop. So...
Mm.
I'm not investing in a new fucking TV screen just to watch another format that will be probably replaced within the next 10 years anyway. So I'll wait till someone bootlegs them and puts them on DVD, or excuse me, DVD-R, and I'll find them that way.
Well, there you go. You know, I did not even think of that. Sorry, man. Well.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going over to Clarence's house to watch this stuff. I'm not going to go and buy a whole new TV. So, nope.
You don't go,
if I go over there, we're going to watch all the other Marvel movies that I've missed out on. Thanks to him, I have to watch Avengers. So, which was fucking awesome,
you can't
by
watch
the way.
Those.
I recommend it to all geeks out there that haven't seen it. So.
You heard that, huh? Wow. Throw down the gauntlet. Matt said you can't watch those. They're pastiche.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I don't know why, but they are. Oh, shit. So what's the last one you've seen, Tex?
Avengers? No, wait.
Age of Ultron or the first
one? Margaret found me a site so I could watch Captain America, the first Avenger.
Okay.
Illegally, of course. Fuck you, Disney. And I
How dare you?
The hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Cap rules. He's awesome. He's my favorite Marvel
superhero. You haven't seen Winter Soldier yet?
Nope. I've got a burned copy.
Oh.
And I've also got a burned copy of the next one. So,
we'll have a Cap Fest on. Have a little Cap Fest. Pastiche though it is. I think you'll really enjoy both of those.
It's the Ultimate Universe put up on this. It's a mishmash of Ultimate and regular Marvel Universe.
Fucking
so.
Matt, you got. I know, but I like the way Matt thinks. Matt thinks everything is pastiche now.
Pastiche.
I've corrupted him with that word.
Yeah.
It's all pastiche.
He's having pasticcio ice cream, even as we speak.
Yeah.
Pasticcio.
Now, you should definitely watch Doctor Strange when you get the chance, because it's not pastiche.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute.
We're going to see it at the theater, but we both ended up working our asses off, so it's probably not even there anymore.
Right. No, Matt's right, though, because it's not by Ditko, so it's...
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying, Matt, that since the movie was not produced by Steve Ditko...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just going by what Tex always says in the chat room.
But it's not a comic book.
Yeah.
But it's not a comic book, so...
I don't know. Actually,
hey, I started collecting all the Marvel Masterworks for Doctor Strange because our host recommended that all the stuff after Ditko was awesome, too, and he started rattling off names. It's like, okay, I'll get it. Oh, and it was also backed
all
by Russell,
stuff?
Who had the comics when they first came out. It's like, yeah, this is good shit.
Oh, yeah,
he's
one
of my top
Doctor
five
Strange.
Marvel superheroes. Actually, he's in the top three. So.
Well, I love Ditko's Doctor Strange, but there were a lot of great artists on it, yeah. I mean, But you won't. You don't do that. So if you'll accept that for Doctor Strange, you won't accept that for Spider-Man?
No, because I only like Spider-Man when Ditko does it. Everything else is like, okay, whatever.
You don't like Romita?
Yeah, pretty much. Ditko
really,
got it.
No
the
Romita?
Others just... Nah.
Come on, man. Dude, after him, it was Romita, Gil Kane, Ross Andrew. Come on. I hear you.
Who's writing it?
Let's see. After Stan Lee stopped lying about writing it, it became Roy Thomas and Jerry Conway and people like that. Yeah, so. Conway wrote a lot.
If someone gave me the next Spider-Man, was it Omnibus or something like that, I'd read it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go out and spend money on it.
I got you. What, now, in FF, you
now,
did
if
that
I get
to
one of those omnibuses
well,
of Spider-Man, was it the Amazing Fantasy Collection? They did an omnibus of that, or Spider-Man One Half?
Yes.
I would like, because I remember reading yours, and they were awesome, filling in the gaps.
Yeah, you mean Untold Tales of Spider-Man. Those were good.
That was it.
Well, yeah, he
those
did.
Those guys
did,
were
didn't
obviously
he retro.
Fans.
Well, that was Busiek. That was really good stuff. There is actually a big omnibus of that. And Second and Charles and Covington had it for like $30 or something. Those omnibus were expensive. So that was a good price.
Yeah, I've never gotten over there. Everyone tells me about it. I'm sure when I get over there, all they're going to have is a whole bunch of coverless copies of Skate Man number one. So,
you know,
sorry, you've really got to be a deep geek for that one. I did that deliberately.
Yes.
So Matt will have no fucking clue what I just did.
Yeah.
He might not, but he's, you know, I'm not discounting his geek power, so.
It's all
okay, the joke is, Matt, that Skate Man had two covers. It's just one didn't have any of the logo or anything on it. So you take the cover off and, well, it's pretty much the same thing. So.
The joke was
but
that there was
no
a
one read it anyway,
comic called
so it's a moot point.
The joke was that Neil Adams actually was dumb enough to make a comic book called Skate Man.
And Neil Adams,
we're forming a union,
called...
Jerkhole, my foot
yes.
in your face. And then they does the boot to the head with the roller skated foot. So,
that's, you remember the opening line. My foot in your face.
How could you forget deathless prose like that?
He's the worst writer. In the 80s, he started his own Continuity Associates company. And he had, it was Neil Adams and a bunch of people that he hired to draw like him. So he could take the credit for it. And he did stupid shit like he did a book called Skate Man. He did one called Miss Mystic before that, for PC Comics, and later it was Pacific Comics. And then he did one called Crazy Man and Megalith and all these other ones. Crazy Man had ads for it for like 6 years before the comic came out.
Yeah,
and
we couldn't figure out if it was supposed to be a Joker or a Badger ripoff.
Yeah, it was so bad. But Skate Man, everyone's like, wait a minute, Skate Man?
Skate Man.
He's got skates,
yeah,
and he's got a stupid bandana around his head, and he kicks people with his skates. Yeah.
Sounds great.
That's right. It's just brilliant. I was like, wow.
It's the superhero that could
be Skate Man movie.
You just wait, partner. There will be a Skate Man movie. I'd like to. You should walk up to Neil Adams at the next con you see him and go, so, hey, man, look, Skate Man movie next year, right? He'd probably throw something at you.
The beginning of the Skate Man Cinematic Universe.
Skate Man Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. At the end, did you say that this was a part of a line that had other characters?
Yeah, Megalith.
So at the end of Skate Man, the first Skate Man movie, in the post-credits,
right.
You'll have one of these other characters show up. And that's when you start the Skate Man Cinematic Universe.
You got to bring in Toy Boy, too. Yes.
Toy Boy, Megalith,
yes.
Miss Mystic, yeah, Crazy Man.
Crazy Man.
Yes, just like, how original is that? Look, it's basically just a comic book.
So bad.
It's basically just a comic book about Neil Adams.
God damn
He's Crazy Man.
Oh, boy. Oh, my
gosh. Has anyone actually seen that thing of his that he was pimping 15 years ago that was basically two guys sitting at a bar discussing the universe?
Because he never drew it. He just bores people with a dumb story about it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Neil. You're busy doing crappy Batman stuff. And
thanks,
you're not doing
Neil.
What you talked about. Yeah.
You know, George, the George Norrie show, Late Late Night Show, Coast to Coast, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes a guy named Ian Punnett does. He went on there with the guy who was sitting in for him, and Ian Punnett, the comic book fan. So he got Neil Adams to come on the show a number of years ago, and Neil wouldn't do it. He said, okay, we can talk about comic books in the first hour, but only if you agree we can talk about this. Neil Adams believes in some kind of expanding world. What does he call? He believes the world is expanding. He believes in some kind of crazy theory. What's it called again? Expanded world theory or some kind of, I don't know. I'd have to ask. But he believes it, like the world is growing. If it is, Neil, what are we going to do about it? I don't know. What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean to do about it, Neil? Write a comic book about it.
Are we going to shrink it? I mean, I don't know. Write a comic book about it. Yeah, there you go. He won't even do that. He's serious.
He won't even do that. Yeah.
He might believe the world is flat for all we
know. Those people. He's a flattest.
Flattest. A flat ass. Well, gentlemen, question mark. I'm going to go with the hopes that this might actually not fuck me up tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate the help. Thanks for hanging, Matthew.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, buddy. Texter, appreciate it, bro.
You'll be around
tomorrow night?
Plus to move, I might join the show shortly after opening, but since I'm closing, I'll be able to move as fast as I can to get back here for it.
All right.
So.
We'll do it an hour earlier because he lives in the time zone. So in other words, we're doing it 8 our time.
We close at 8 and it'll be 8:30. I'll miss most of the first hour, but I'll get back for what I can.
Well, it'll be spoilery anyway, so.
I don't care. I've been watching stuff about deleted scenes on it, things from good old Hello Greedo on YouTube about it, so yeah, like, I don't care.
Good.
I already know the story.
Good.
I saw Star Wars.
Oh,
I read the opening crawl.
It's
so
pastiche.
I know the story. So.
But is it pastiche?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's professionally published fan wank. Someone saw this from the Star Wars opening credits and said, hey, let's make
that.
A movie out of it. And they did, for some damn reason.
There's nothing more shitty fan wank than Force Awakens, though. So now every Star Wars movie they ever make is going to be fan wank if you go that route.
Is not everything fan wank?
In a sense, I guess.
Sure.
But there's the thing. I love a lot of the fan wank in that movie. In this one, where I hate the fan wank in Force Awakens. So you'll never hear me say fan wank as a pejorative. It'll either be good fan wank or bad fan wank. It can be both.
But it's still
fan wank. So. But I guess it is. But in other words, I'm fine with it if it's good.
Hey, there's great, fanzines with great stuff in there that we've enjoyed over the decades. But,
But it's true. The two biggest fan wank, the most biggest fan wank you're ever going to see now is going to be in any Star Wars movie that they come out with. Because they're going to throw bones to fans, so. And well, not just them, comic books too. So what are you going to do? All right, ladies and gerbils. Again, thanks, Matthew. Appreciate it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Slap Flash Boy for me. Thanks, Tex. Appreciate it, brother. We'll be here tomorrow night.
No problem. I'll get back for what I can of it. Damn work.
Thanks, man. I understand. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, wait until tomorrow before the show to delete this one. I at least want to
archive our
goofing on stuff. So this will be like an issue zero or one half.
There you go.
So
it'll be a post crisis 052 universe, something other, whatever, something like that.
That leads right into 599. Yes. So you have to buy all 15 covers of it.
This is gonna be the foil stamped fucking. Emboss cover.
Diecast, holofoil, laser etched, serial numbered, multiple covered, polybag, hog included.
Hog, remember the ash can editions?
Oh, God.
I had some. All right, gerbils. Later.
Hey.
Later on,
gotta watch some Voyager so I can get some sleep.
Okay.
Later, bro.
Later.